Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. And of course, the big news is that Game Day returns today on TalkSport and kicks off with live and exclusive commentary of Everton against Aston Villa at 12:30. Everton, of course, parted ways with Rafa Benitez last weekend, and Duncan Ferguson has taken charge as temporary manager of the club. We'll hear from Villa gaffer Steven Gerrard speaking ahead of the match shortly, but first, his big dunk. And he told TalkSport he's been having some frank conversations with the players.
You know, just what's needed of an Everton player, really. You know what I mean? What's what the fans demand. That's really what I was, you know, I'm banging on to them, you know what I mean? That in the past, it's not been good enough. But we need to show the fans, you know, what yous are all about, you know what I mean? And, you know, make sure that they fight for the shirt, really. I think we've got to show the fans that we care about the club and, you know, really show that fight and determination to get results. And, of course, then you bring the fans along with you even more. I mean, the fans have been with us. But, obviously, you know, they need to see a team that's fighting for them. That's what we're looking for.
I think it'd be really naive to think any game at this level or any challenge is a gimme. Granted that this team haven't been in the best of form under the previous manager, but you know and I know you normally get a manager bounce, you normally get a reaction and a change in the mentality and the attitude when a new manager takes the reins. So we won't approach this game with any naivety. I'll be certainly making that clear to the players, and we need to focus on ourselves to make sure that we continue to, you know, with a high level of performance, but get the result to back that up, because we don't want to be a team that's playing well and not getting the right result.
Now, Everton sat 16th in the table despite spending vast amounts of money since owner Farhad Moshiri bought the club in 2016. Yesterday on White and Jordan, Martin Keown clashed with Moni Moni Simon Jordan over whether Moshiri was to blame for Everton's poor performance in recent seasons.
Look at the number of managers they've had. It's a who's list, isn't it? They've had Sam Allardyce.
Exactly.
They've had Martinez, you know, they've had Koeman.
Martin, we're
they've
talking about an
Marco Silva.
It's the blind
Benitez.
Leading the blind. He's got Keir Jarapshan in his ear. He's got every other agent in his ear. He's bending over backwards, listening to people that he shouldn't be listening to. He's got charlatans like Marcel Brands that look on paper like they've really done a good job. When it comes down to it, when you really analyse it, they haven't. So Moshiri is the problem. If you keep on getting somebody that doesn't have a clue, doesn't have an original idea, taking other people's ideas, eventually you're going to land at a position where he's not made one good
How
decision.
How is he the problem? He's come along there with all good faith to put money into the football club. If Moyes had had this kind of investment years ago, maybe the club might be in a different position right now.
My uncle, what's that got to do with the price of cheese?
He's put his money in there, and he'll continue to do so.
He put 100 million in overnight.
They're having to stay on the right side of the rules of fair play here.
Because he's sitting there, bleeding out of his eyes, going, I mean, look at Graham Souness the other day, going, how the hell has this fella spent 500 million quid to achieve this?
The wealthy US-based Binney family have made an offer of around £28 million to take over struggling championship side Derby County. Derby were docked 21 points after they went into administration last September. EFL chairman Rick Parry and Derby manager Wayne Rooney are hoping to find a solution for the club's problems soon.
We're hoping we'll have sufficient assurances to keep on moving forwards. We were hoping by then that the administrators will have found some funds, because it's not for us to tell them how to raise funds. It's not for us to order them to sell players. That doesn't happen. There is a willingness to do our very best to find the solutions. But of course, you know, time is, as ever in football, not necessarily on our side. But still, we do have the time to come up with a positive outcome. Being the optimist, I believe that we can. You know, but we still need a few things to fall into place. And first and foremost, we do actually need a preferred bidder so that we know who is around the table, because there's no point in talking hypotheticals. We're now down to, you know, deals need to be done, compromises need to be made, and we can only do that if we've got all the right parties identified. But there is no lack of will on our part, far from it. We will work night and day to try and resolve this.
No, listen, it's been a tough week, but also it's been a tough year. So we've had a lot to deal with over the last 12 months, and the players don't let me down. The players, everything they have been through throughout the last 12 months, go onto that pitch with the right mentality and give everything for the club. Things need to happen, and they need to happen quickly to make sure this club can carry on. And know, as I said, they're working extremely hard, and that's their jobs. My job is to focus on the team, which I'm doing. And I'm really pleased with the training week we've had, and the lads are ready, and they're ready for a tough game.
Blackburn striker Ben Brereton-Diaz has been on fire this season, and he's being heavily linked to a move to West Ham United. Yesterday on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, I was joined by Darren Bent, and we asked if a move right now would be good for him. Fan of his, £28.5 million,
yeah, to West Ham. My only reservations on this is that Blackburn are in a good position right now, pushing
really good position
trying,
yeah,
to get into the Premier League. The guy's got 20 goals already. Do you really want to sell him? Because what happens then? They sell him, they don't make the Premier League. It's like, I'd rather him see out this season,
yeah.
And then if Blackburn
you need him to give you that push,
exactly. But I can understand it from his perspective, he's kind of banking on himself, isn't he? Going to West Ham. The opportunity is there now to go.
Yeah. They might not be able to keep him if that offer does come in.
Yeah, so I'd like to see him stay and try and help him get him up. Okay. But I can understand it's a Premier League.
Just quickly, how big is the step up for a centre-forward in the Championship to play in Premier League football?
I always felt it came down to self-belief. And that sounds really easy to say, but I always felt when I was in the old Division 1.
Moving up to the old Division 1,
yeah, like Division 1 it was called.
Oh, wow.
When I was making the step up to the Premier League, I always had in my head, I know I'm good enough.
What are the major differences, if you had to maybe name one or two? To what time? Do you get less time in the Championship?
No, you get less time in the Championship. It's more frantic.
Yeah.
But everyone can play in the Premier League, good with their feet. And as the years obviously progressed, all of them are athletes. Because usually in old Division 1, you get maybe one or two centre-halves that are a little bit carrying a little bit, yeah, can't really run.
Timber.
Carrying a bit of timber.
Yeah.
Whereas as now, they are all absolutely shredded up to the max. So, yes, it's the pace of the game as well.
Southampton host Man City later on today. The game will be live and exclusive on TalkSport at 5:30. In a minute, we'll hear from Ralf Hasenhüttl speaking ahead of the match. But first, here's right-back Kyle Walker. He spoke about the club's good season so far and the amount of competition for places in the team.
No, it's going well. Obviously, it's better to be in our seat where we are in the Premier League than, chasing and trying to bridge the gap. But it's a credit to ourselves, the lads, and obviously the manager and everyone behind the works that put in the graft, and we've built up this gap that has seen us stand at the top of the table comfortably. I think it's the whole squad itself. Obviously the manager is at the forefront in making sure that we're on the ball day in, day out, whether that's in training or, come game time. But I think it's also the players that, obviously the talent in there is scary, and it's in every position. So you know that you have to put in a, 7, 8, 9 out of 10 every game to make sure you keep your shirt, because if not, the lad that comes in your spot is probably going to produce a 7, 8, 9 or 10 and then you're sat on the bench for a while.
Yeah, I think we built a squad that is believing in what they're doing, and especially in the last game, you can also see that we never stopped believing. It was a pity that we couldn't take a point against Wolves. It would be absolutely great for us, but in the end, we had a lot of very, very tight games this season, and very often we minimally draw them, and this is, I think, the difference to the last season, and it shows you that you're a little bit more stable this season, and this is what we have to be. In the next three games, even more, because a lot of individual quality, but also team quality is coming up against us, and as you know, the Premier League, there are some moments like this where you have three tough fixtures coming up. But you don't have to be scared. You must take every game as a chance. And It was the same over Christmas where we had Tottenham and West Ham and went out with 4 points from these two games. So we had we were convinced that we can do this.
Now, Leeds United host Newcastle United at 3 p.m. this afternoon. That game is going to be live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. Newcastle, of course, have already signed Kieran Trippier and Chris Wood in this transfer window. But some fans have been surprised more players haven't come in. Eddie Howe spoke to TalkSport ahead of today's match and explained the slow transfer window.
This January, I think when you add COVID to the mix as well and a reluctance of clubs to lose players just in case there's an outbreak at their club, I think you add that to the mix. January is already, as you say, notoriously very difficult to bring in the right players. And I'm sure, yes, the takeover, I'm sure, has elevated people's expectations and what Newcastle can pay other clubs. Add that all together, I think it's been a very difficult window so far for everybody. But more so, I think, when you're in our position and you're very keen to add to the group and to try and change the dynamics of certain situations within the squad. It's been very difficult. You never quite know from year to year how that's going to unfold this year, but certainly we'll be trying to add to the squad right to the last day.
And we finished today's podcast with a bit of fun as Ray Parler joined Alan Brazil on The Breakfast Show yesterday morning, and there was some confusion about the name on the back of Marco Alonso's shirt.
What do you call Marcos when he plays left side for Chelsea? What's
Marcos?
Yeah.
What?
It's Alonso, isn't it? Yeah. So why's he got Marcos on his back?
He's got Alonso on his back.
No, he hasn't.
He is.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he is.
Has he? 9:21. Good morning. This is TalkSport Breakfast with me, Brazil. And with me is Arsenal Invincible Ray. I'm about to apologise. Parler. Yeah. Yes, Ray, I will accept.
Yes, well, to be fair, he did used to have Alonso, but he has changed it recently.
Thank you.
To Marcus A.
But I have to admit, I thought I was going mad.
That's it for another podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Game day returns today and TalkSport will have live and exclusive commentary of Everton against Aston Villa at 12:30 and Southampton against Man City at 5:30 this evening. TalkSport 2 will have live and exclusive commentary of Nottingham Forest against Derby in the Championship at 12:45 and then Leeds United against Newcastle United in the Prem. That one's from 3. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar on TalkSport on Monday night from 10 p.m. alongside the Fun Boy, looking back at a busy weekend of footy, so make sure you join me for that. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.